California. Matt Welsh is with us. He is the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. Matt, I've got a couple of stories that are coming out of California today. I want your opinion on them. The mayor of Los Angeles, Villarejosa.
Yes.
Okay. He's gone right after the local teachers union. He says, look, you are the roadblock here. What are you up to? That's a pretty positive sign as far as I'm concerned.
It's an interesting sign that we are at a moment in this country where Democrats are the ones leading the rhetorical charge against the obvious roadblocks to reform in education, which are teachers unions. He used to be a member. He was an organizer for the teachers union in LA. He's biting his own, but it's also a sign of impotence.
But he's not going after them on the grounds of money and the extraordinary pensions that they've earned. He's going after them on the grounds of, like, tenure and how to run a school system and how to get good teachers. That's what he's going
after. LA is a paradox where you have one of the most intransigent, stubborn, horribly run school districts in the country. At the same time, it is ground zero of one of the most interesting charter movements in the country. The Green Dot system is there. Villarejosa has been in the middle of it, and he is right. Every step of the way that they've tried to introduce limited reforms, let's figure out a way to fire a teacher who's harming a student. They have been the roadblock. So he's identifying it. The problem is there are structural impediments to doing anything about it.
That's right. But it's good to see a public official going after and isolating a municipal union that is a problem. But the next case is this one, Gil Cedillo. Now, he's a state representative. He's taken an 18% pay cut. He says that's absolutely outrageous, illegal. He's suing to get the pay cut reestablished. What do you make of that?
It's an endemic. That's the California political culture in a nutshell right there. You have some of the most well-remunerated politicians in the country. The LA City Council, for example, he get paid $180,000 plus per year, right? And they think that it's legitimately good for the economy to use taxpayer money to pay high salaries to government employees. The services employees International Union, which Cedillo used to run in L.A., that's what their whole game is.
They are clinging to that old view that government money, when spent, is stimulative.
Yes.
Better than private sector
because
money.
Because Gil Cedillo is going to go out and buy a fancy car or more gifts for his staff members, he has used campaign finance, money for. No, yeah, he's a notoriously corrupt politician in a field of plenty of notoriously corrupt.
Do these folks have any idea how the rest of us feel? I live in New Jersey. I pay taxes in New Jersey. Do they know how we feel about bailing them out?
Well, it's also true that California, like a lot of blue states, are a net provider. They have been giving a lot of money to the federal coffers over the years. They have. They don't, in terms of what they take from the federal government. However, they are setting themselves up, guaranteed, for a bailout down the road. There's no way that they can keep going. Governor Schwarzenegger declared another state of emergency, you know, as part of his last hurrah here. There's no way they can afford where they're going right now.
Real fast one. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul, just told us he thinks that the Federal Reserve will indeed be the agency that bails out the Californias of this world by buying their municipal bonds. I think that's a big story. What do you say?
It is, and there's also reporting that Republicans are trying to block the use of tax-free municipal bonds. We have a muni debt bubble in this country that's very underreported, and that's headed for a fall as well.
I wish we had time to talk about your nonsense about marijuana. Now it's the most important issue, but we don't have time, Matt Wells. I'm flat out of time. Can you believe it? But come back and see us again.
Thank you very much.